preface to the 2025 edition. I published The Age of Miracles, Embracing the New Midlife, in 2008. Having reached a time in my life when I was about to embark on Chapter 3, I thought I knew what was about to hit me. But, of course, I didn't. What I wrote at that time, while it told much of the story, couldn't possibly reflect some things I would only learn later. The process of aging is more mysterious and more uncharted in its spiritual and emotional aspects than I had realized. Much was about to unfold in life that surprised me, and I think surprises everyone as they reach the middle years. It reminds me of old-fashioned movies where pioneers ride into territory that very few have ever seen. Pioneers are usually looking not only for a new place to see, but for a new place to be. Midlife today is a space that is new and unmapped that way. It's prime material for reinvention of self. Reading The Age of Miracles again after almost 20 years, I thought to myself, oh Lord, this thing is outdated. A lot has happened in the world since 2008, and many references that made sense then now seemed like old news. Originally thinking we would simply update some excerpts, I was almost mystically paired with an editor who felt, as I did, that the book needed more than that. It needed something more than just a facelift, which, ironically, is very much the point of the book. I'm grateful to both Reed Tracy and Anne Barthel for giving me the opportunity to rewrite the material. These are not just words in a book to me, and I hope they won't be for the listener either. May everyone who hears them feel immersed in fine wine. Introduction. Wrinkles. Memory gaps. Can't remember what you did yesterday. Found your glasses in the refrigerator. The skin on your thighs is uneven. Your butt is too soft. Younger people call you ma'am or sir. You used to be able to juggle so many more balls in the air. You don't know that face in the mirror anymore. You're jealous of younger people. You can't believe you didn't appreciate it when you had it. You feel invisible. You haven't a clue who's making music now. You used to be hip, but apparently not anymore. If any of that sounds familiar, then welcome to the territory. Perhaps you could use a fresh layer of insight to help you navigate some shifting ground. Every new experience confronts you with a choice, and aging is no exception. How the era of quote-unquote no longer young unfolds for you, how you'll inhabit the space of midlife and beyond, is an open question that only you can answer. If you choose the path of least resistance, non-resistance not in a Taoist way, but in a lazy way, then gravity will overwhelm you. An undertow will pull you down. You'll grow older with little grace or joy. But if you claim for yourself another possibility, you'll open the door to something decidedly new, considering the possibility that there might be another way. You'll make room for a miracle. You'll pave another pathway, build new synapses in your brain, and physically and spiritually welcome new energies that would otherwise not find in you a receptive home. Millions of us are entering a room we would have liked to avoid, yet can avoid no longer. Yet if we take a good look, we realize the room doesn't have to be so bad. Perhaps it just needs a redesign. And then it will be, in many ways, a new room. Midlife is not new territory, obviously. But what is new is how many of us are reaching for something outside its culturally prescribed norms. According to Werner Erhard, founder of the EST organization, we can live our lives one of two ways, either acting out of circumstances or acting out of a vision. And when it comes to age, we can forge a new vision, a new conversation, to take us beyond the limited thought forms that have defined its parameters for generations. The circumstances are fixed, but our experience of them is not. Every situation is experienced within the context of the conversation surrounding it, both in our heads and in our culture. Out of a new conversation about midlife emerges new hope for those of us who find ourselves there. When I say